This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not substitute for professional medical advice. Please seek a medical professional or healthcare provider if you're seeking any medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Thanks, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast. Jules, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. We are down one bottle of champagne.
Hell yeah.
You're about to help me open up.
Listen to the symphony of my dogs.
It's the mailman?
Probably. Now, Mario's here today. And why are they barking like crazy? Lunatics is beyond me. But we're going to continue. Because that's what we do.
Yes.
We roll with the punches. Hold on. Mija.
Listen to me open up my Celsius.
It's like the movie theaters.
Yeah, exactly. Now listen to this. It's like ASMR.
You could even make money on the side from
ASMR.
I'm
not even lying. That was good.
That was really freaking good. There's, you know how many people make money off of just doing like ASMR shit like that?
Let me know if you guys want me to do some ASMR.
Great.
Totally
now,
down to do it.
Now my DMs are going to be flooded with like, give us more Eevee content. And I'm like, I can't.
I'm just going to dedicate an entire episode of doing ASMR of medical topics. Let me know if that's something you're interested in. Thanks. I'm only imitating people.
It's true. True. Mostly when they go live.
Yeah.
Like every other feed that goes like, I mean, every other like thing on my feed is like one of those ASMR things on TikTok. I'm like.
But I feel like the ASMR setup is different. Oh. Like the microphone is different. It literally picks up every single thing. But anyways, yeah. if you guys want me to do it, let me know. That's something that I never knew I could do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a hidden talent.
Mostly with your glasses on. Here we go, guys. Here we go. See?
It's like literally all they do. They just like
tap I know.
Shit with their nails.
I know.
It's all here, guys. Let's do it. We're going to be talking today about seasonal affective disorder. AKA sad.
See, I'm not that good at it. I'm too aggressive.
All right, well, anyways.
Anyway, so seasonal affective disorder, aka yes. SAD. And we thought that it was like a good time to bring this up because it is the dead of the winter.
Yes.
January is also like the Monday of the year.
Yeah, seriously.
You know?
I never thought about it that way, but yes, it is.
Monday. Yeah, it's the Monday of the year. Everybody's like, oh, the holidays are done. There's nothing really exciting happening.
I know. It's like everything is done. Holiday cheer. People are doing dry January.
People.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing dry January.
Yeah, she's doing. I'm going to probably attempt to damp.
Okay.
I'm going to have damp.
That's a start.
It's a start.
Maybe next year she'll do it.
I don't have an alcohol problem, guys. It's just there's a lot going on. There's a whole ass move happening very, very, very in the near future. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things. So lubricants is needed. And lubricant for me is alcohol right now. So maybe I could just do it later on in the year.
Yeah.
This doesn't have to be January. Like we said, check out our dry January episode where we talk about that too.
Exactly.
So it doesn't have to be January. It could be somewhere else. Anyway, so let's talk about this since we are, again, in the dead of the winter, feeling a little blue, feeling like whatever. Now we got to go back to work, back to school.
The vacation is over. Fun is over. Start.
All those things.
Starting the new year.
The start of the new year. But let's start it right and let's address the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
And that's SAD in this episode.
All right. So what is SAD? This is short for seasonal affective disorder. That follows a seasonal pattern, right? So unlike clinical depression, it's directly tied to the changes in the season. The most common type, often called winter pattern SAD, starts in late fall, early winter, and subsides during the brighter days and the spring and the summer. So if you haven't checked out our episodes in the past, we've talked about depression, anxiety.
Yeah.
We've talked about treatments with phototherapy.
Yes.
And that's a huge
for particularly treatment, this one.
Yeah, for and especially for this one, which we'll talk about a little bit more later on. Mm-hmm. But this is real.
Yeah.
I didn't think that this was real until I lived in the Northeast, where
coming from Miami.
Yeah, exactly.
We're right now, December 21st. It is bright, beautiful day.
Exactly.
Gorgeous.
The trees are bright green. And the skies are crystal blue. There's no rain. It was raining a little bit these days.
Yeah.
But
today it's glorious.
Most of the time it is hot AF. Okay.
Yeah. So coming from this.
I love the memes. It's like, we live where you vacation.
I literally just said that in my story the other day. I'm like, yeah, I'm the trope.
Now, don't get me wrong. The seasons are also beautiful. I remember I really loved seeing the snow and all of that. However, I will say the fall is beautiful too, even though I think it lasts like 2.5 seconds. But I will say those dark days.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad. Even here in Miami.
100%.
How it gets like 100%. Really dark early on. I hate it.
I do too.
I hate it so much. And over there in the Northeast and in all of those states where you really feel that, it's so hard because the whole day, it's just a fall day is a gloomy day.
Yeah.
People think fall day is like leaves just whistling in the wind and just like, you know, falling down and, oh, I'm going to hop in this pile of weeds and, oh, I'm going to have my pumpkin spice. No, it's like a wet, gloomy day. That's a typical fall day. Yeah. And then it lasts 2.5 seconds. And but that's saying winter is here.
But spring is
beautiful. I will say.
It's so magical.
However, spring doesn't, that magic does not happen until very late in April, May. If that. Okay. By the way, that climate change is going.
Yeah, I know. That's true too. Yeah.
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 All right. So anyways, but SAD isn't limited to the colder months. A smaller group of people experience a similar type of SAD called summer pattern SAD, which occurs during the late spring and summer, often triggered by excessive heat, long daylight hours, and humidity. I do not suffer from that.
I do.
I do not.
I do. Because
what about people in Alaska?
Dude, that's a whole other animal.
Yeah.
Because they have months without sunlight.
Without sunlight. That's insane.
The more north you go, months.
Yeah.
That's a whole other animal. And there's actually like TikTok pages. I follow an influencer. I don't know an influencer, but whatever. I follow a TikToker that she has an account, and it's based off of that, about her life living like in one of those most upper north cities there are.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Like she has a beautiful fluffy dog, whatever. And you know, they go on walks and whatever, but dude, it's hibernation.
Yeah.
It's hibernation.
Yeah.
When the dark happens, that's it. She's like, oh, I'm not going to see today. It's the last day. We are all in our town. We are all doing the celebration because today is the last day. We're going to see the sun in I don't know how many months. And I'm like,
yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And then the other side of that is like when Mario and I did our honeymoon in June and we were pretty fucking north, so we were like doing that area, it's particularly the area of like Russia and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Dude, it was midnight and the sun was setting.
Mm-hmm.
It was setting at midnight, and I'm like, I am so confused right now.
Yeah.
I am so
what is time
confused right now. And then I would wake up and the sun was still there. I was like, what is happening right now? Like, Mario and I were both like living off of Unisom at night because there was no way.
What is time?
Like, it was very, very confusing, but really beautiful. So it's like the opposite in summer for them, you know? In summer, the sun doesn't mean like it's out all the time and there's barely like night.
Yeah.
But then in the winter, darkness.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
And your brain doesn't like it, right? So, I mean, some people don't mind it, but if you have seasonal affective disorder, then it's your brain's way of saying the weather, not a vibe.
Yeah, not a vibe.
All right. So Jules is going to cut us into the history. Take one. That's what I did.
I will get a better version of that. Anyway, so humans have long recognized a connection between mood and seasons. Ancient texts from Greece and Rome mentioned people feeling lethargic,
yes.
And tune into other episodes where I murdered that word. A very innocent, very easy
lethargy
word. Yep. Anyway, so, or melancholy during the darker months. But it wasn't until the 1980s that Dr. Norman Rosenthal and his team at the National Institute of Mental Health conducted groundbreaking research to officially define SAD. So Rosenthal's research showed that some individuals' depression symptoms followed a predictable seasonal pattern. He discovered that bright artificial light could mimic the effects of sunlight and improve mood, leading to the development of light therapy. Here's a fun little tidbit about this. So Rosenthal himself struggled with SAD after moving from sunny South Africa to dimmer, gloomier Maryland in the US. So his personal experience pretty much fueled his research, which led to that light therapy that many people use.
Exactly. All right. So what are a couple of the causes of SAD? So the exact cause of SAD remains pretty complex, but there's a little bit of a breakdown that we can do. So the first part is lack of sunlight. Okay. I think that's where it all stems from.
Yeah.
The sunlight plays a crucial role in regulating serotonin levels, which is a neurotransmitter that stabilizes mood and happiness. I could barely say that. Stabilizes. Yeah, exactly. Serotonin stabilizes. But yes, serotonin does stabilize mood and happiness. Just to make it simple, less sunlight equals lower serotonin, which equals mood crash. Boom. All right. So sunlight also helps your circadian rhythm or internal biological clock, which influences sleep and wake cycles. Check out all our sleep episodes.
Oh my God. Okay. Many of them.
Now, disruption of this can pretty much lead to fatigue and mood disturbances. Second part to this is going to be the melatonin overproduction, which is a good step off of what we just discussed. So during longer nights, your brain may produce extra melatonin, a hormone that is pretty much in charge of regulating your sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, more melatonin equals excessive sleepiness, which equals fatigue and difficulty waking up. Now, another part of this is going to be vitamin D deficiency.
Yeah.
Sunlight helps your skin produce vitamin D. It's a little bit complex, but it does. Now, that supports serotonin production. In darker months, vitamin D levels drop, leading to lower serotonin and increased depressive symptoms. Now, another part of this is genetics. Studies suggest that SAD is more common in families with a history of depression, so hinting at a possible genetic link. Now, if your auntie, okay, also hides under a blanket all winter, it might run in the family. So
you're like, she did get a little blue.
Yeah.
Every winter.
Yeah, exactly. She does.
Yeah.
And some people don't really notice it. I actually did not notice it until I got out of it.
Okay.
Yeah. It was so weird.
Well, we didn't talk about it. Okay. So she comes from sunny, beautiful, like right now, December 21st. Mm-hmm. It's a glorious, beautiful day outside. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, that's why snowbirds flock down here, because it is the best time of the year to be down here in the winter. Honestly, 10 out of 10 recommend.
Busy season, yeah.
So you came from this.
Yeah.
And then you went to Jersey.
Yeah.
So how was that?
So the first year was not as bad because I wasn't used to it, you know? I saw fall. I saw this. I saw that. I saw snow.
It was, and it was so beautiful.
Yeah, it was new to me, blah, blah, blah. The second year, that's when it all hit.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. The second year, I was like, damn.
You're also like in school.
No, and I literally, I was like, I just got out of this. Wait a minute, again? What? We just...
Yeah.
It's been 3 months. So I was like almost confused. And then again, I was away. I started feeling like a little bit of like homesickness and all that stuff.
And you're
so
stressed out studying.
I was stressed out. It was a really hard year. Second year was a really hard year. So a lot of pressure on students. But yes, I definitely had it. And it wasn't until I got out of it that I started, you know, seeing the sunlight, going to Philly, doing the block parties and all that stuff that I was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, this is different. I feel better. And then it gave me anxiety going into the next season because I was already waiting for it to happen again.
Yeah, okay, okay, okay.
And it's so crazy. I've gone back to that like fall type of weather for trips and stuff like that. And I almost have a little, just a tiny hair drop of a little bit of anxiousness remembering that feeling.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
It's like a PTSD type of situation. Yes, like, you know, exactly. We're anticipating it.
And I'm like, this is not a forever thing. So I end up like not really diving into that. But it's almost like a hint of like, damn, like I remember what that felt like.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it's definitely a real thing. Not everyone is affected by it, but I definitely was. Mm-hmm. And there's people that get affected by it more than others.
Oh, yeah.
Now, symptoms of it. So symptoms can really range from mild to severe, which is literally what we just said right now. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a little bit of a closer look on these symptoms. You can have a depressed mood, which is kind of just sad, hopeless, worthless, right? You find yourself crying at, you know, like commercials or feeling unusually irritable.
Like, how did you notice it for you?
So I noticed it after, and I felt that mine was... I just felt very stressed all the time and just like this level of sad, but not a level of sad that you're just crying all the time. I just felt very
blue.
Exactly. But we couldn't even do anything. You can't go outside because it's freezing outside. Also, I mean, I think it's different for everyone. I was also on my surgery rotation.
Yeah.
My surgery rotation was a really long time. So I had to be there at the hospital at like 4:30 in the morning.
Which is
dark. I didn't leave till like 7. Yeah. So I did not see the sun.
No.
I did not see the sun also for a really long time.
Surgery rotation, which is in inside windowless rooms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I never saw the sunlight. I remember having as a student... I remember trying to escape during the day just to stand outside in the freezing cold. You know, I hate the freezing cold.
Yeah.
Just to stand in the freezing cold just to have the sunlight hit my face.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Mario and I experienced something not sad, but we experienced seeing somebody going through like, oh, I haven't seen the sun in a very long time, or I spent years not seeing the sun. So in Grenada, when Mario was doing medical school, we had a really close friend of ours. And he's always lived and always done like all his studies except medical school in the Northeast.
Okay.
So then Mario and I are from Miami. We're tired of the sun. We see the sun all the time. You know, it's nothing new. So going to Grenada, it's hot. It's the same. It's like, you know, another day.
Yeah.
But for him, he was like, dude, it was like in the high 90s. And Mario and I are like, where the frick is the AC? Like, we hate this. I'm done with the heat, you know, whatever. Like, we're avoiding it. And he's out there like a lizard.
So cute.
He was out there like this. And we just would look at him like, dude, are you not hot? Like, we're sweating. Like, we are actively wanting to get... And he's like, you don't understand. Like, I don't get this often.
Yeah.
And I'm like... And Mario and I were like, wow, how different.
Yeah.
It's just like, it gives you perspective, right? Exactly. Of like how spoiled we are that we live... Now it's December. Exactly. And it's like, what temperature is it even outside? Right now it's... 70 something. It's a really nice day today. And it's like, and he's out there like a lizard, like, I'm frying myself. I rather fry myself right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So apart from the depressed mood, you can also have other symptoms. That's kind of like the depression symptoms. So lack of energy, which you feel fatigued. Even if you slept 12 hours, you still feel that way.
Yeah.
And then like simple tasks like showering or answer emails and all that stuff just feels like you're literally climbing a mountain. You can also have changes in your sleep pattern. So you may oversleep, which is hypersomnia. You may feel the urge to nap throughout the day. Thankfully, I did not have any changes in my sleep. Now, you can also have changes in appetite and in your weight. You know, you're craving high carbs, high sugar foods like bread, pasta, sweets. You're kind of in like this like hibernation type of environment.
Which evolutionarily kind of makes sense.
Yeah. No. And then because of that, you're going to gain weight. You're going to have like, it's like
a bear.
Exactly. It's a very common cycle, right?
Or like those fat squirrels in New York.
And then summer hits and you're like, all right, time to cut.
You're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. You come out of that cave and you're like, oh, who am I? You know, I've changed so much. It's been, you know, like the SpongeBob voice.
Yeah.
6 years later.
Yeah, what the fuck number is it?
I don't
have my phone.
I don't know. Like 800. I don't even know.
Something hours later.
Yeah, exactly. Then you have difficulty concentrating. Another symptom, okay? So you can't focus. You can't really make decisions that you could potentially make before that were a little bit maybe easier for you to make. And then just like basic things like walking, why you walked into a room, you don't even know. Okay.
Well, that still happens to me daily. Yeah. All the time.
All the time, yeah. Then obviously because of this, you also have social withdrawal. So you have like a tendency to kind of just isolate. Okay. And then, of course, you're just like in this like hibernation mode.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So the prevalence, how common is this? Like, how often is this seen? SAD affects about 5% of adults in the US, though many more may experience a milder form known as the winter blues, quote unquote. Women are significantly more likely to be diagnosed, making it up to 60 to 90% of the cases. So people in northern regions, we're talking about like Alaska, Scandinavia, or Canada. Canada, I love you guys, honestly. Like, I have like really nice friends from Canada. Do not take that as an insult. It's just me being an idiot. Okay, so are more likely to experience SAD than those closer to the equator, like us, where daylight hours are consistent year-round. So it's funny because like in Grenada, Grenada's pretty much on the equator.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know? Yeah. So you don't really see the drastic change. Even here in Miami, that we're pretty freaking south and we're pretty close to the equator in comparison to the rest of the places, U.S. Yeah. At least the U.S., like we're the southernmost. So it's like, it's less, but in Grenada, there was no difference.
Yeah.
Like now, how you just mentioned earlier today that you see the morning, it's still dark.
Yeah.
Versus in the summer, it's not. Like, you know, it's bright, you know? So in Grenada, you would never see that. It was so funny.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And like, so it kind of leads you to be like, at least for me, that's the one thing that I did notice seasonally over there because temperature was always hot. But the one thing that I did notice was like my parents, when I would FaceTime them or whatever, they're like, oh my God, it's still bright outside. And I'm here like, oh yeah, the sun's fine.
She'll be there for a while.
It's totally fine. She said, it's pitch black outside. And they're in Miami, like here. It was pretty weird, but whatever. Anyway, so ages 18 to 30 are most commonly the group affected. Possibly because younger adults are more sensitive to changes in light exposure. Go figure that.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting?
I wonder if there's any studies on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the reason why, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe stress has a lot to do with it probably, too, you know? So, and then also in that age, you want to be socializing. You want to be.
That's what I was going to say. You know? I think when you're at that age, you're like more like, let's go out, let's do this, let's do that. And then, you know, like me right now, I'm just like, staying and watch a movie. It could be summer, it could be spring, fall.
You're like, snow day, great.
Great, yeah.
Back then you're like, God damn it.
Exactly, it's so crazy. But maybe that's why, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, so
all right, so prevention of SAD. While you can't control the seasons, you can take steps to reduce SAD's impact, which is kind of things that I would do when I like already knew that I was predisposed to it. Maximizing your sunlight exposure. Go outside during the daylight hours, even on the cloudy days. Natural light is still really effective. Arranging your furniture to kind of sit near the windows is also really great as well. You should also be staying physically active. Exercise is going to naturally just boost your serotonin levels. It's going to improve your mood. Even just walking outdoors can help. So you're doing exercise, you're getting sunlight. It's killing two birds with one stone. Vitamin D supplementation, there's actually a lot of evidence saying that maybe a little bit of vitamin D supplementation can really help, right? Because we just said vitamin D also helps produce that serotonin.
Yep.
That might help too. And then also create a routine. Consistent sleep and meal schedules help regulate your body's internal clock. Now, also try to reduce your stress. Easier said than done. Jules and I have plenty of episodes talking about this. Practicing mindfulness or relaxation techniques can really help mitigate a lot of the emotional toll of SAD.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So is there a treatment for this? There are actually several effective treatments and many people benefit from a combination of them. First one that we have talked about already, light therapy.
Yes.
It involves sitting in front of a bright light box that mimics natural sunlight for 20 to 30 minutes daily.
This is not the same as red light therapy.
No. This is a different type of light that people use. And I have seen it in these creators that they live up there and they haven't seen sun in I don't know how many months. Sometimes it's like 6 months of not.
Yeah.
So that's a whole half year.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to supplement it in some way, right? So most people see improvements within 1 to 2 weeks. from doing just this light therapy, which is really not a big deal. Dude, you're just in your phone and there's just a light beam.
Exactly.
It's really, you know, it's pretty cool. Anyway, so warning, don't try this with the regular light bulbs or tanning beds. Stick to the FDA approved devices, please.
Exactly.
Cognitive behavioral therapy, which we have talked about in length.
It's a mode of therapy that is used for a lot of different things.
So many things, and it's very effective. CBT, which helps reframe negative thought patterns and teaches how to cope. And it's like it's coping strategies. A version called CBT-SAD, S-A-D, focuses on the unique challenges of seasonal depression. So they even have one that's catered to SAD.
Yep.
And then, of course, there's medications, right? So SSRIs like fluoxetine or sertraline?
Sertraline, yes.
Are commonly prescribed for moderate to severe SAD cases. These are especially helpful if you don't respond to light therapy alone. You may need a little bit more, and that's okay too, you know? Lifestyle changes. So balanced nutrition, regular exercise, and focus on social connections can help combat these symptoms. And then dawn simulator. These devices gradually brighten a sunrise, helping you wake up naturally without feeling groggy. And there are really, really cool ones of those.
Yeah.
They look really pretty too in the room.
All right. So a couple just like fun, quirky facts about SAD.
Yeah.
One, animals get SAD too. Mm-hmm. So cats, dogs can exhibit depressive symptoms in the winter, such as sleeping more and being less active. Another cool thing is that light boxes in the workplace, some forward-thinking offices in Scandinavia install light therapy lamps to combat SAD in employees. Corporate SAD treatments is crazy to me. Yeah.
Scandinavia, dude.
I know, right?
They're always like in the forefront of all these like wellness, goodness, like things. Like they just know.
Can you imagine you're just like at your workplace and you're like, oh, and there's like, what? Like lamps.
Well, you know what?
That's wake up, motherfucker.
But that's like kind of like a Pavlovian type of viewpoint too.
Yeah.
Because then you relate work to feeling good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's very sinister. And I see that. I see what you're trying to do. Anyway, continue.
Another thing is just like SAD and social media in general. Mm. So during the darker months, you might notice an increase in people posting about winter blues. So SAD memes are real and
they're
oddly comforting.
Because, you know, you can relate to other people. You're not in
this alone. Yeah, I guess it's a form of therapy.
Exactly. You're not alone.
Talk therapy, yeah.
You know, so
I can see that.
It's kind of like a what's that word? Camaraderie.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're all experiencing this together type of thing. So yeah, a seasonal affective disorder may feel like an annual curse for some people, but with understanding and the right tools, it's entirely manageable, right? It's like depression and anxiety. There are tools to help you through it, right?
Exactly.
So remember, even during the darkest months, there's light at the end of the seasonal tunnel. First week.
A little seasonal tunnel. I love that.
Sometimes literally. So yeah, that's SAD, guys.
Yes. Well, we hope that whoever is going through some SAD, remember, it's only temporary.
Yeah.
It's going to get better. Imagine all those summer block parties that you're going to be going to.
Yeah. And you're not in it alone.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that live similar places like you do or experiencing similar things. And I know that can help. You know?
Go outside.
Yeah.
Walk. Take vitamin D. Drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Try to stay, you know, try to get some light.
Yeah, and so even with the light box.
Yeah.
And then there's the little wake-up one, the little sunrise one, and stuff like that. Give those a shot. Anyway, so thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you.
I hope to see you in the next one. And check us out on all forms of social media. Check out our merch, all the things. Keep doing everything you guys are doing. And if you guys have any suggestions for future episodes, let us know as well in any of those forms of social media. And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Like, comment, review us on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, etc.
Check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Funny Medicine Podcast. Our Gmail is funnymedicine305@gmail.com. And remember, we are not diagnosing you.
Definitely not. Just funny stuff.
See you later, guys.